D-line, running back room. They have an outstanding one receiver, quarterback, pocket guy, not a lot of mobility, made big plays. And a defense that earned its defensive coordinator a head coaching job back with the Jets. I'm sure maybe he's had some second thoughts about that one, but he earned it. The offensive coordinator now is in Chicago. That team produced, had an offspring. Coordinator, ours was there. So we're going to have a risk and really be, I'm really focused in on this week.
They just got that, their quarterback or their running back just got that big contract, right?
He's earned it.
Oh, yeah.
He's earned it. And I remember the eyebrows the day of the draft. Took a running back. That's what we were frowned upon. But they ended up having two guys raise a lot of hell. Got the job done. This game will never be without a running game. You got to get it. Got to get it. And if you get lucky, you get a Riggo, you might get a chance to get the goal. But you got to get somebody that can take them hits. Hold on to that clock. Possession's everything. And we're going to see. I mean, it's I can't, man. I really want to see this game. It's going to be a lot of cat and mouse game. It's going to be physical. And to see what we do against the Lions. Nothing like going through a film study if you didn't play well. And you got to deal with it. There are some people that I'd almost pay to be in that defensive line meeting room when they cut that projector on and they start saying, well, what is this? How do you explain this? Be different if you miss an assignment. But if a guy just runs right through you and the guy knocks you off the ball over and over and over, at some point, you got to take that personal. And we'll see what happens. I can't wait to see what the fallback will be from a line standpoint. Then, of course, who do we get back? You know? Do we get somebody back? We know who we're losing, but do we get some people back? that'll be, that will be quite interesting.
I think the fun thing about playing the Lions, too, is they have a coach that, in a way, is similar to ours. Very high-effort driven, wants to see people perform even in preseason and stuff. And I think we're going to get a good chance to see our guys, you know, going up against theirs, especially, you know, second and third string guys or whatever. But, like, these guys are going to be out there playing for their jobs, a lot of them, and they're not – I don't know. I feel it's a good matchup for a preseason game with the Lions and the Commanders.
Well, I just think that if you look back at last week's game, what's the most sensitive part about it? It would be the unknown that involves Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if we can rewind to that and get a little bit of perspective on it, I think that that's the question and what thing that's been hit me on my timeline has been, do you have an update on Marcus?
I don't. I know we're connected on Sunday, so I'll give an update on Marcus and some of the other guys that we've talked about, you know, who couldn't be back. Maybe it's Bates and Nick and some of the other guys. So we'll evaluate the guys tomorrow, and I'll have a good sense for what's ahead for the week. We're still in camp mode, so I'll try to give you as best updates as I can.
DQ, man, he's had a tap dance on that one because he didn't have it. He didn't want to give it to you. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
You want never want to show their hand anyway.
You
know, but
you want to buy time. But that's the one thing that was most notable. The other thing is, and if you heard our post-game show with BTP yesterday, he was beside himself over Sonny Styles and his performance on the opening drive.
So I was just visiting with Sonny outside, and so just it was like having a little sip today, you know, just got a taste of what it's like and how to go. And so I wasn't pleased defensively on the first drive. I just felt like it was slow going there. And then I thought they got their feet underneath them and got going, but both sides we started a little slower than I would have liked. And then I thought the teams, you know, got rolling from there, and there was a lot of battling back and forth. But Sonny, I expect, you know, good technique, good speed. And those are the things that he's demonstrated so far in camp. And as far as Robert goes, he and Katron both, I thought, had a nice night, John. And also for Jerome Ford went out, we had three backs for the game. And so when Jerome was out, there was really no flinch from these guys playing on teams, returning. And so that was a good sign. I felt, you know, outside stuff with Rob. And so it was kind of cool to see both these guys, you know, with Katron finishing the game with a first down and a touchdown towards the end. Like, those are the physical style runs we'd expect from him.
That was good stuff, Coach. That was good stuff. You know, but there was a guy that I think people want to see more of. You agree?
Certain quarterback that was drafted late.
Yes, indeed, man. Brother Calicamanis is a man that he was like the rifleman. He was smooth to the point, not overly emotional, throwing acid. I mean, he was on, and I want to see more.
You know, coming in, I was pleased to see him in the chaos. And so I thought both quarterbacks did a nice job at the end of the half. It's not something that's going to show up on the stat sheet, but Sam using a lot of the clock, you know, in a 2 minute at the end of the first half. You know, we were able to get in, and so using that clock so they don't have another op, knowing that we were going to get the ball to start the second half. And then for Ethan to see him communicate and then also be at the end of the game using the clock in a 4 minute, anytime you can, like, basically end the half, you know, with the ball, you know, to get points and end the game, you know, with it, that's a big deal. And the quarterback has a big responsibility in that, using the clock. I didn't use timeouts until it got to a certain spot. So he felt calm in the space tonight. I'll be looking forward to watching him. I thought you'd see his arm strength come out a little bit, and it did on some of the play action passes. Both probably had a couple throws they'd like to have back. Sam had an interception and one that could have been AK on a sack, you know, that needed to be a throwaway to cause the longer yards. Those are learning lessons that they need. And I knew coming in that there would be mistakes, but I also recognize, like, make them, you know, like, how do you learn from them? How do you grow? And that's what I'm looking to see from he and Sam, you know, as we're going, like, when the mistakes happen, are they repeated? Do they grow? But I thought, you know, DJ did a nice job getting the guys ready into that spot. You know, obviously, like, didn't want to see Marcus leave earlier. But Sam, I thought, was ready for the moment and made a couple good throws and some conversions that we needed at that time after a long drive, you know, to go down a score against us.
Speaking of DJ, Brother Williams, tutoring those quarterbacks and doing a great job at that. You can't make a guy calm. Calicamanis comes in with, he's just got it. A dude has the it factor. He's got the it factor. He's got a powerful arm. He looks the part. He came in there and got it done.
I mean, we've seen some quarterbacks in this town have the it factor in the preseason before, though.
I'll take it.
It's a start. Short. It's a start.
There you go. Just, you got to have a start.
You got to hold your breath in this town for that.
But he's doing it by work, not hype.
True.
He's doing some things that he ain't talking it through. He's playing it through. And it was eyeballing. And it was really, I was like, man, how did I miss that? And I go, okay. So we got a dude. Now we got to see if he can take it to the next level. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We got people that have something to say. We'll start off with Kevin. Kevin, welcome home.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call. You know, we're all having trouble with the kid's name because it's, you know, it's a mouthful. Can we just cut to the chase and start calling the kid AK-47? I think we ought to. You know, the last time I saw a big quarterback like that just, you know, as a rookie shine, I believe his name was Babe Laufenberg.
Oh, man.
You know, I don't want to get too carried away. But
that's my dude, you know, man. That's my dude. We're going to record books, man, and it was his first preseason game. I think about got 11 yard catch or whatever, but it was by Babe. And every time I talk to Babe, we always joke, Babe is a quarterback his whole life. He wears it. He wore it. He's doing a great job on the broadcast team with the Dallas Cowboys right now. But Babe, quarterbacks, man, that guy's been to Tulsa Town, you know, no matter what level he's on. They wear it. They're proud of it. They don't have to brag about it. It starts when that ball comes out of your hand. And if you got a gift, and that is either ball placement, velocity, leadership, or he got legs and he can run, then show your stuff, because there's always a place for you if you can get the job done. It is the hardest position in sports. But if you got it in you and you can get the job done, you can do all right, as the young kids say. You'd be better than that.
Well, and all of a sudden, you know, hopefully Marcus is fine. The fact that I guess I read this morning that the concern was it was a non-contact injury. I kept thinking it was from the play before when he got smacked after throwing that beautiful dart to Diami.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I didn't call to talk too much about quarterbacks. There's something else I want to talk about. But, you know, hopefully Marcus is okay. But, yeah, you got to keep AK. You got to keep him in the fold. I would not expose him to waivers with that physical talent. And remember, he played a hell of a lot of games in college, both in Minnesota and with the Rutgers boys.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah, just and Will Grant's going to tell you, but look, we need to talk about Johnny Newton. And I'm not going to be all Linnell. I love Linnell. That was some good radio last night.
Oh, he was. He was on stage. I mean, it's like Cedric. I call him Linnell the Entertainer because
he was a preacher.
He was in his glory, and he went after. Now he's going to be a lot more brash at a position he played, so he feels intimate when it comes to D-line.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, here's the thing. You know, we didn't spend a high second-round pick. I know you don't care about where guys are drafted, and I get that to a point, but we didn't spend a high second-round pick to keep training wheels on the kid because he had some foot surgeries and whatnot. And, you know, I'm sensitive to that, but this is year three.
Yeah.
He's got to come out last night and make it known that he's for real. And what he showed is, I cannot stop the run. I am at best a situational inside pass rusher, which is not nothing. And if I'm Adam Peters, he don't play again, and I'm on the phone trying to acquire assets for Newton or whatever else we had to package him with for what we need. Because apparently, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not feeling good at all about the center position, not because Allegretti can't do it, but because Allegretti's always getting banged up, and he's older now than when he was winning a Super Bowl in Kansas City. And so, to me, we finally have enough studs on the D-line that Newton can be expendable so long as we deal him for something that's valuable. But for us to keep playing him, for him to keep failing, and then to just get cut, that'd be stupid. That would be poor asset management.
Let me ask a crazy question. You're the third person that has inquired about moving him, and I want to know, what highlight package are you putting together to sell him?
You hope that the Dallas game at Christmas that meant nothing, where he got three sacks, is enough. And then you put in a lot of University of Illinois Defensive Player of the Year tape together. But I hear you, brother. You got to at least try it, because to me, Newton is not part of the solution moving forward. That much is obvious.
Now, you let Linnell talk you into this, or is that what your eyes tell you?
That's what my eyes think. I called Linnell Christmas holiday to talk about Johnny and said, you know, I think in a lot of ways this is the worst thing that could have happened.
Okay.
Because he was horrible all year when he did get to play. I'm worried to hell. I'm a baller, man. I got three sacks in a game that didn't mean anything. And it was on Christmas Day, and so everybody saw me. Well, good, Johnny. But you know what? You're a defensive tackle. You were low to the ground. You have leverage from birth, baby. Use it. But if you can't use it, and if you lack the strength, you know, get out of here. Because we need ballers to get back to where we were when you were a young man killing it in your 20s and 30s. Thank you.
Doc. Appreciate you, man. I like that. Thank you. Good stuff, man. Let's simmer on that throughout the break. If you agree and you're in, chime in. 1-800-636-1067. somewhere BTP underscore is laughing. He's smiling because his reaction, his volcano approach last night on the postgame show has a ripple effect. We'll be right back. 2:25, deuce and a quarter here on Sports Saturday following preseason game one. Can you believe it? We got two more to go through. We have two, right? Three is three? Gee, mini cricket.
Yeah, it's only three now, which is fine by me.
Yeah, it's three. I never thought. I back in the Stone Ages, there were six of them. I mean, it just amazes how the game progressed. I do like the scrimmages. I do. I think that's beats regular practice. And you got to have the game, though, but there's nothing like game, having your body program, waiting for that evening, going through it, the whole ritual, getting ready to go, and then you don't play. It's weird. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What's on your mind? Let's go out to Brightwood. Chaz, what's going on?
Hey, Doc. Love having you on the radio. Love hearing you. Always enjoyed you as a player and a commentator, radio host. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, brother.
A little different angle from me being at the game last night.
Uh-huh.
And
tell us.
Sorry if I haven't heard someone else bring it up, but I want to bring it up. Okay. I'm so disappointed in the Washington Commander ownership.
Talk to us.
What is going on with the grass on that field? It was atrocious. It looked like I went across there with my tiller, and I'm getting ready to plant a garden. It's all, the wide receivers can't make cuts. I can't. I know high schools in the region have better fields than we have out there on the field. The grass, I don't know if you paid attention to it. Go look at it.
No, Jazz, you're the first person to mention it. We had people, you know, on the grass, and I didn't. Chris, how about you?
Film.
Before, no one mentioned it. Somebody
it
mentioned
looks like
it
a horse
Nick.
Has been across. It looks like horse has been across the field.
Really?
If I was a player, I would refuse to play. It's terrible. I saw a receiver, I believe number 84, third or fourth quarter. He had a good catch. He's trying to make a cut, and he can't even make a cut because the sod's coming out from under his feet.
We'll note that. Chris, I don't know about if you in Hollywood heard anybody had anybody call you before. I didn't hear
I didn't have anyone talk about the turf, no. It makes me think of RG3.
Oh, man. That was.
Well, you look at how often we stay so highly injured. They play 8 games, 9 games there a year. Is it contributing to it? I don't think anything it would do with Mariota, but they're player went down on the home field side in the fourth quarter. I think he brought the card out for him. I got to wonder for the defensive backs, making cuts, trying to catch up with receivers.
No, you're not wrong. Well, I'm going to talk to all ears, J.P. Finley and Mitch Tischler, that monumental dynamic
just pull
duo.
You up some, just pull you up some footage right there on, you know, while you're in the studio. Look at a YouTube video of the summary of the game. Just look at the divots of the big old divots in the field out there.
We'll
it looks
that.
Like the Clydesdales went across it or something.
All right, brother, we'll check that out. Then stay in touch. Appreciate that.
All right, appreciate
I'm glad
it.
That you care.
Yeah, I do.
Our people care,
gotta
man.
You got to be healthy to play well.
Yeah,
gotta
I
be
love
healthy.
That. Our people care.
Hey, one more thing I want to bring up.
Go ahead.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Luke McCaffrey is trying to make a start as a number three receiver. And playing against number twos, I never saw him get open enough for anybody to throw the ball to him. Where was he last night? He was on the field against twos, and he's never open. What's going on?
Yeah, I got to go back and take a look at that because he's practiced well. He's flashed.
I know. I hear it all the time.
He's
practicing well, but I don't. He's not even getting a target against number twos.
I like that you're demanding. No, let's get on it. We'll stay on it. You stay
hey,
on
that's
us.
That's why I love you.
No, you stay on us.
Demand.
No, I like to be pressured. I love it.
I do.
That means you care. And so we will match your intensity with results. Thank you for that.
All right,
we got time to get to Mill?
Nah, let's get ready.
Okay,
we're running
let's take
late.
A break.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mill, hang in there. You're out in the Maryland area. And Walter, we'll see you coming there, baby. And do not let you know who on today. We don't want to talk nothing about the Steelers. Not today. Quick break, folks. We'll be back, and we'll gobble these lines up. Stay with us right here on Sports Saturday. It's 2:35 here in the nation's capital. Doc Walker, heavy metal, in here taking hits. That's what happens when the home team doesn't quite get the job done in the manner in which people are looking forward to, even though you've been desperate. First football you've seen since the end of the year. But I like us because our standards are high, and I want to keep it that way. Mill out in Maryland, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Heavy Metal. What's up, Doc?
What's happening?
Not much, man. You know, out here with the gear on, you know, just even though it's preseason, but, you know, I'm rocking the gear, you know, lanyard, hat and all, you know. So just, you know, just obviously the good and the bad. I'm going to start with the bad. I always like starting with bad news before good news.
I like that.
You know, so basically, obviously, hate the way we start, you know, sometimes. But, I mean, it's preseason, you know. I think guys are obviously getting the jitters out as well. I mean, it's first preseason game. And, you know, obviously, you know, Heavy Metal was just basically telling me, you know, they had the ones out there for the Dolphins, you know. And so, I mean, I'm not expecting this so much. And trust me, I mean, I got off work, and I love listening to you, Doc, after the game, you know, anytime you have these games. And I just really can't listen to Linnell when he's like that, man. It's like nails on a chalkboard sometimes, you know. So I just reserve my judgment when it comes down to him. And I understand, like, I'm 36, but the thing is, like, they're not gonna put everything out there on preseason. Man.
I know,
like,
I know. He knows. Okay. You know. Don't let him discourage you from it. He's an entertainer.
It doesn't. It's just like, man, you're going to have to wait and see. I mean, that's like saying you want to show somebody your hand. Like, why are you trying to show somebody your hand and you don't even know what the next – we don't need people seeing what we got right now. But to let alone, I like the progress. I like Quan Martin showed up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you were basically mentioning, I think, this week, Doc, about, you know, guys that's really – we didn't really hear too much about in camp. But at the same time, hey, you want to show out. This is the best time to show out in preseason.
Exactly.
You know, show you still got it. Pounding that ball through, man, golly, I love these running backs, man. Robert Henry Jr., like our draft pick. I mean, you can't tell me more. I mean, like, hey, if that's gonna be his celebration, you know, kick down the door. Hey, I love it. I mean, I'm with it. You know.
Every time, and with B. Mitch, we always kid him because when anybody wears 30, we always have fun with Brian over it, and then it means they got to be a badass. If you're going to do that,
they gotta
be. You got to bring it. You got to bring it. And so whenever I see somebody bring it in 30, I always feel good because that's what he did in it, and I know how he brought it. But I saw some things that are promised. Nell's not wrong. I mean, we got to put more pressure on our defensive linemen to get the job done, but don't let the entertainment value of what he was doing throw you.
Oh, yeah. No. But I get what his part that he's saying. As far as Johnny Newton, you know, Doc, I think I had talked about you when he first came in the league. You know what I'm saying? Coming off those two injuries off his two feet, off his feet. Yeah. My thing is just that I still want to give him a little bit of time, but it's really do or die. I say between him and DeRon Payne, you know, I mean, these guys, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a business. You know, if they don't perform, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
I would just say, I don't know too much about the guy named Hamilton. I mean, he had a wicked hit. Did you see that?
But a hit, we got to judge series of plays.
And yeah,
there are
I understand
people
that.
Doing that. And don't forget, the type of defense that we're going to employ is strategic. It's on movement. You're not showing that.
Yeah.
You're asking, you know, it's like, what we really don't know. We hope that against Philadelphia, that they're not going to know what the hell is going on. Just like when you play the Vikings, you didn't know who was coming and where they're coming from. If we're bit like that, we're going to have to be patient because they're not going to show it until they have to. That's the part about this. We just got to be patient.
Yeah, definitely. Just one more thing, Doc. I mean, like you said, it's just like trust me. I'm salivating for game one. Salivating. I mean, to let you know. Listen, I sit next. I have a colleague. I sit next to where I work. He a Cowboys fan. Trust me. It already started. We already got a bet. And I'm telling you, I'm only worried about week one. I was like, we gonna get to y'all, but just know, They don't know how we coming. And that's what the best thing about 2024. Nobody knew what we were coming with. And yeah. That's how I feel going into this season. But thank you for taking my call.
Y'all have a good day. Stay strong. Don't let Nell kill your spirit.
I'm not. I know. I know he's doing his best. Thank you.
Okay, good deal. All right. You see, Chris, you see what you started? You got Willie. You got Linnell. There's people that they're afraid of him now. They won't even listen. You hear what she said? I just won't deal with him, you know, when he goes into that. Oh, he's going to love that. He'll put that on his reel. You know, he's so emotional. I mean, it means so much to him. Oh, man, that bit was so good. It was so good last night. I really enjoyed it. But we're going to have to be patient. I still think the thing holds true offensively. And I like that. I like that we don't know where we're coming from. But I do know this. We got to have people to go with the scheme. And injuries can kill that from you. And I'm not going to fool you. I'm not even going to try. It's big. It's big. I mean, I got a feeling that it's more than a bruise.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be back before the season starts is what I'm looking at right now. So we'll see.
You know, when people say return a week before, I go, well, what kind of shape are you going to be in?
I mean, playing condition. I don't want to put him out there just to put him out because the season's starting.
Right, okay. Okay.
I'm just hoping that he will be in, you know, proper season starting condition by week one. That'd be the ideal scenario.
But, you know, you can tweak something so it looks simple. You can tear a leg just like that.
I mean, that's why they're doing all these tests, I'm sure, right now.
Yeah, you know it is. Yeah, and that's the thing about it. Yeah, it's hard to escape it. I mean, it just really has bugged me ever since it happened. I tried to act like I forgot about it during the game, and I thought, wait a minute, we never got a word. It's not good. We didn't get it. And if J.P. Finley didn't come up with something, then you know it's impossible. It didn't happen. That Snoop Doggy Dog, he would have been all over it. Didn't happen. You know, Russell, the cock-a-doodle-doo, was out there. He didn't have anything. Okay? That's something. I think Grant Paulson might have been out there, too. Those three dudes don't come up with something. That's a story.
Grant was in studio yesterday. I don't think he was out.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because I saw him yesterday. I saw him sitting right where you are right now.
Okay, but what time was it?
He wasn't going to the game, I don't think.
I don't know.
It was at the end of their show.
Paulson, not on location? That's not him.
Yeah, I know. I think he was having Comrex issues or something. He was not happy about it. I know that.
Well, then, I can buy that.
Yeah. He was not pleased, if I recall. He was very frustrated with how the Comrex situation was or something. So.
Yeah. It's frustrating part about it. I mean, it's also kind of weird, but it is kind of weird. Yeah,
like I said, get these early away division games out of the way when it's still basically the preseason. I don't think that's bad. Everyone says the start of the season's terrible. I'm like, I don't think it's that bad. I think this is ideal.
Oh yeah, I think being on the road for the opener pressures on the home team.
Sure.
Yeah, we travel. You don't know what's going to happen. You haven't seen anything throughout the preseason. I'm not mad at that at all. I mean, it's just if the opponent, and at this point, September, you can't lose it all in there, but you can create some damage, and I like it this way because suppose you win.
Exactly.
Yeah, suppose you win.
And division games are basically
two.
Yep.
That's twofer. Yeah, that's a twofer. It's 244. Here in the nation's capital, we're going to take you all the way up to the 3 o'clock hour. So you got a chance. We'll leave the door open if you want to squeeze in at 1-800-636-1067. All of you are welcome with the exception of Big Tony. Back with you here, 249. in the nation's capital. How much pigskin will be on your diet, or is it just you and the girls?
How much am I going to watch today?
How much pigskin is on your plate? Yeah.
I'll probably watch. I'd like to catch some of the Ravens if I can somehow, but I'm going to a concert tonight, so that's kind of my big thing. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You're going to a concert?
Yeah. The buddy of mine, Louie, we're going to be going up to Baltimore.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
What kind of concert is it?
If you don't, it's a metal show.
Oh, it's a metal
band called Negative Plane.
Okay.
They rule. Show's sold out already, but I got two tickets, and I'm ready to rock.
And I take it that you've seen this group live before.
Yeah, they're a really good band, but they don't play a lot. They're from, like, New York, so you'd think they'd come around here pretty often, but they really only come around maybe every, like, 4 or 5 years. So if you want to go see them, you go, because they don't play a lot. So
big band. What's considered a big band?
No, they're not super famous. I wouldn't put it that way.
No, I mean in terms of number. Members, size.
Are you talking about number of members?
Yeah. How big is the band?
I think they have like four or something. Pretty standard.
Okay.
Most metal bands still follow the old Beatles formula of two guitar players, a bass player, and a drummer. Even modern metal bands are mostly built that way.
Okay. No, it's interesting. I mean, anybody that's at the head of the class in any subject, I think it's cool that you're into it to the point where you're like a collector. I mean, you know, it's yeah. And I just now, do you go in with ear protection or
always wear earplugs? I think anyone that does not wear earplugs at any concert is stupid. It is a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, I remember when
I got them in my pocket. I'll show them to you when we get off here in a minute.
Stone. I've seen them.
I got custom made ones. No, I went to the doctor. They molded in my ear. Yeah.
I just remember.
Super comfortable, super clear. Yeah, it's perfect.
The old on a Landover with the Stones there.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
That was the loudest thing I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I went in without, you know, as an idiot. Not being prepared, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Most shows, I mean, big arena stadium shows, they'll probably charge you, but most shows, they'll give you free. The little orange ones you stuff in your ears, they'll give those to you free at most places. Maybe they'll charge you $1 or something like that. But I always recommend you should always wear them. The thing that drives me the most nuts is when you see people bring their kids to a concert and their kids are just running around with nothing on their ears, because it's like... Kids have smaller ears, and they're actually easier to damage than adult ears. And when you get that hearing loss, man, it doesn't get corrected. It doesn't matter that you're just a kid. It's not like, oh, he'll just bounce back. It's like, nah, yeah, man, like, don't do that to your kids. Always make sure they're wearing ear protection at any kind of concert.
Yeah, I just, live entertainment is still, to me, one of the best things to offer.
Yeah, in a world
live
of
performances,
in a world of AI and you know, filters and feeds and whatever, just being out with people and doing something real, it's hard to beat. And music's one way to do. There's going to sports and other things too, you know.
Yeah.
But the live experience, I think that you're just seeing a higher and higher demand for it.
Yeah, it's. I think productions, play, all that stuff is really. It's really interesting. You get away from it for a minute, but if you are from the West Coast, it may happen so often, it's like normal. So many outside pavilions, you're outside so much. That's the one thing that when you're from the West Coast, you learn the difficulties of being in the Midwest and the East. Weather dictates a lot of what you can do and can't do, where you're not used to being restricted by that, but it's the difference.
No, that's very true. You know, like when I lived in Phoenix and stuff, it's like the schools didn't really have hallways or anything. The locker rooms are just outdoors because, you know, you go walk up to your locker to put your books in, and it's just outdoors, like a circle of lockers between the rooms, you know. And out here, it's like everything's like these little compounds. If it's raining, you don't even know.
Snow, ice. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a big difference. But, and also how you compete sports. Everything is good, but I'm glad that we're that the pigskin is in the air.
Oh, yeah.
It's really...
It's good to have football back. It's just kind of like this is the appetizer, you know? You go to like a nice restaurant and you're waiting for that steak to come out, but you're eating a little something first,
yeah, just
you know?
sipping a little red.
Some shrimp cocktail or something, yeah, right? Right. This is that. It's cab, good, but we're not here for it, but it's good.
We're not. But we're going to get there. And it's just so much chatter about it. We spend so much on who's not going to play. I get it. If I was holding those assets, probably feel the same way.
Mariota's got an important role.
Oh, no, man. It's on my mind. Yeah. It's on my mind. Well, Metal, we're getting into almost to the hundreds right now in our appearances. Yeah, I mean, we're tubing it up. God bless all of you. Westwood One Sports coming at you next. Peace.